What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. All right, I got the next section from my Funnel Hacking Live presentation I want to share with you guys. So our last episode, I talked about the five steps to find your voice, and inside of that, how you start creating and testing your own frameworks. So now I want to do this episode. I'm going to share the next step in the process, which is like, well, now that you have a framework, how do you actually teach the framework in a way that people will remember, that'll move them, that'll help them to have success? And so this is the episode that's going to teach you my framework on how to actually teach frameworks. So I'm going to keep the theme song. When we come back, you guys will be live with me at Funnel Hacking Live 2020.
So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Now we're going to move to the next framework, which is my framework for teaching frameworks. You guys get that? Okay, I'm going to teach you my framework for how to teach frameworks, and this is one that I'm really excited about sharing with you guys. This is one that took me a long time to figure out how to do this. And it wasn't something that was like somebody taught me. It was like tons of time like this on stages where like, I have an idea, I have something big I want to share with people. I try to share it, and like it hits and it kind of falls dead. And I'm like, that didn't work, right? And so doing this for a long time, this is kind of the framework I developed, and so I'm excited to share it with you guys. Okay, first thing to understand, I learned from Brendon Burchard, who spoke at last year's Funnel Hacking Live. In fact, I was at an event with him. It was a small mastermind group, and we're all sitting there, and the person hosting it was like, "Hey, Brendon, do you want to show everybody your 7-day launch funnel?" Which how many of you guys watched that last year, Funnel Hacking Live? It was amazing, right? And he's like, "Oh, sure, give me like 10 seconds, I'll be ready." He jumps up, gets a whiteboard, he's like, "Okay," and he draws like 4 or 5 squares and circles and angles. He's like, "Okay, boom." He's like, "This is my framework for the 7-day launch funnel." And he said something, and then he started teaching. He's like, "Okay, first step of the framework," he's taught that. Second step, and then people ask him questions, and he get derailed, and he come back and keep going. And someone else asks him a question, he gets derailed, and someone says, "I'm so sorry, I keep asking you questions." He said, "No, don't worry about it." He said, "You have to understand, the framework is your savior. It's the thing that saves you as you drift off in your teaching. It's like, where do I go from here? Oh, back to the framework." Right? The framework keeps you in line, and makes sure that what you're saying follows a process that other people can follow as well. Okay, so it's important to have these frameworks as you're teaching, as you're sharing, as you're giving, because everything you're doing, from the ads to the videos, are all following a framework. Okay, all right, so the first phase in the framework. Okay, the first phase when you're telling a framework is you have to explain the story about how you learned or you earned that thing. And yes, that's a picture of me with a black eye. This is Nate Plone. He's the guy that made a potato gun DVD with me. We were wrestling in practice one day, and I took a shot, and I shot with my head down, which is not good, and I was punished. My eye hit his knee, swole my eye shut for a week, about 100 stitches there, and it was a really cool thing. So I just wanted to put that picture there because it's amazing. So, so the first step in teaching a framework is you have to tell a story about how you learned or you earned it. Okay, I learned this the hard way. A lot of times when I was learning this, when I was first kind of developing these ideas, I would come and I would spend insane amounts of hours and time in my life, like testing out a concept and figuring out how a funnel works. And I come to an event like this, I'm so excited to share it. I'm like, "Hey guys, this is how it works." I share how it works, and everyone's sitting there like, "Okay." I'm like, "What? Like, do you not get it? Like, let me explain again." I show the process. Like, "Yeah, no, we heard the process. Like, that's good. Thank you." I'm like, "No, like, do you understand, like, what I had to go through to get this?" And they're like, "No, I don't understand." And I felt like if you guys read the New Testament, when Christ talks about not throwing your pearls before swine, like, I felt like that. I was like, I spent so much time learning and figuring out this thing, and I gave it to you, and you're like, "Oh, cool." Like, do you not understand what I went through to learn that or to earn it? And so I remember at one event in particular, I was sharing something 3 or 4 times. I got so mad, so frustrated that nobody was getting what I was trying to share with them. I said, "Look, let me explain to you exactly what I had to go through to get this." And I said, "I went this, and I told this whole horrible story about how the time and the effort and the stress and how much money I put into it to learn this thing." And I said, "Oh, do you guys get that?" And then I went and I shared the thing again, and people were like, "Oh my gosh, that was amazing." I was like, "Interesting, I taught the exact same thing. The only difference is that here I put them through a pre-frame where I explained how I learned or I earned it. The story provided value to the framework. If I just give you a framework, like, "Oh, thanks." Like, if I just hand you the perfect webinar, I mean, "This is the perfect webinar framework. You should go do a webinar on this." You're like, "Okay, thanks." But if I talk to you about how I spent 10 years on stages like this, okay, doing pitches where nobody ran the back of the room. I got embarrassed time after time after time, going on the road, spending my own money, spending my own way, and sitting in the back room watching speaker after speaker, taking notes on what they did and how they did it, how they spoke, where they moved, what they did. And I studied that, spent 10 years of my life, and based on that, I built a framework that anybody can follow. All of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, like I need that framework. Okay, if the first step when you're teaching any framework is you have to tell the story about how you learned or you earned it. If not, the audience will not value it. It's number one, okay? So without the story, nobody will buy into the strategy. Okay, so phase number two, now I'm going to move into strategy. But without the story, nobody will care about the strategy. Okay, now phase number two. This is where I teach the strategy. Okay? And people get confused sometimes between strategy and tactics. Strategy is like the overarching view. Like, if I'm in front of a whiteboard, I'm like, here's the step one, two, three. Like, that's the strategy, right? Okay? And people have to understand the strategy, because if they don't understand the strategy, they're not going to pay attention when you get to the tactics. Okay, so if I was going to go to war, if I just come into my army, I'm like, hey, I need you guys to go over here, start killing people. You guys go over here, we're gonna attack everyone. Like, I want you to go this way and this way. And they're like, why? I'm like, just do it. Like this, like just trust me, go. And they're like, I don't think you know what you're talking about, right? Because I just gave them the tactics. Like, here's the tactic that we're gonna do it. If I come and say, kids, this is the strategy, this is the game plan. Let me explain. I explain the whole game plan. They're like, oh my gosh, that is brilliant. Now anything I tell them tactically, they're gonna do because they understand where they're going. Does that make sense? Okay, so after I tell them how I learned or I earned it, then I transition now to the strategy. Here's exactly what you need to do, and I walk through the process. Okay, a lot of times my strategies are like, here's five steps, here's my doodle, here's the step-by-step process. They see from a high-level view, they see the strategy, okay? Now, if they buy into the strategy, I think it's my next slide. Yeah, because without the strategy, no one's going to buy into the tactics, okay? So I tell the story to provide value of the strategy, then I tell the strategy, they buy into that, and now it's like, now I can get into the tactics, okay? So if I go back one slide, if the strategy is what I would put on a whiteboard, then the tactics are what I would put in a Trello board. Okay? All right, here's all the steps. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five. Here's all the process. Here's all the things you got to do to get that step of the strategy done. Here's all the tactics. Okay? So I share the tactics next. Okay? That's all the to-dos, all the things, all the pieces they got to do to achieve that thing. Okay? And then the last phase, we share a case study. Because without a case study, they may believe that thing is possible for you, they're not going to believe it's possible for them. So in phase number four, then we give social proof and we share the strategy, okay? So here is the actual strategy, or excuse me, this is the case study of other people applying this framework, okay? So let me go backwards to my slides because I'm going to show you guys the overarching one again. Oops, too far, okay? So this is how I teach my frameworks, okay? Again, number one, I turn to the story of how I learned or I earned it. Number two, the strategy about what it is. Number three, the tactics about how. And then number four, the social proof examples. Okay, and that's how I teach all of my frameworks.
Hey everybody, this is Russell again. And really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community. And it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is gonna help you. It's gonna help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now, onefunnelaway.com.